And we're joined by former Congressman, former Undersecretary of the United States Army, the 32nd, Patrick Murphy, who's from Philadelphia originally. We appreciate your time this morning.
Hey, Larry. Thanks, guys. It's great to be back on with you.
Should I call you Congressman or Undersecretary Murphy?
No, you call me Patrick. Listen, it was an honor to serve. I don't know if you know this, but I actually served in the Army and with one of the Rooneys, Tom Rooney. We were prosecutors together. We taught at West Point together, and we served in Congress together. And I was a Democrat. He's Republican. And now we're business partners. We invest in veteran-owned companies. We've invested over $75 million in 63 veteran-owned companies, which are doing great. So it's great to be with you. I'm on the other side of the state, but I enjoy my sheets just as much as I enjoy my Wawa.
Very outstanding. You know, you said something that I think will resonate with a lot of people, and that's just anecdotally the fact that you, being a Democrat, working with a Republican together in business, I think a lot of people would like to see a little more bipartisan participation in trying to move the country forward, because it's so divisive right now, as you're acutely aware.
No doubt, Larry. And I think that's what people are so frustrated about. They just want to cheer for America. They want us to move our country forward when it comes to good jobs here, you know, being a great nation like we are, and just, you know, living by our values. And they're not necessarily Democratic values or Republican values. They're American values. So I'm excited about the speech today in Pittsburgh. We're going to have the vice president there. Kamala Harris has laid out her economic vision. She's saying, hey, listen, we got to invest in small businesses. 98% of the jobs out there that people are employed in are in small businesses. So it's about a $50,000 tax break, you know, for tax write-off for small businesses. It's about, you know, looking at here in Pennsylvania, what we have right now, oil and gas production is at an all-time high. We need to be investing in our natural resources at the same time investing in green energy. So it's like that all the above approach. And Larry, I'm sure you saw the news last week. They just announced that we're going to do even more nuclear energy here in Pennsylvania. We're going to reactivate part of the Three Mile Island to energize the new data center that Microsoft's building. So, you know, things are moving, but we got to make sure we're doubling down on American jobs here in Pennsylvania and throughout our great nation.
And you mentioned the energy, and give people here in Pennsylvania, in southwestern Pennsylvania in particular, an idea. When Kamala Harris was against fracking, she has changed her mind, no doubt because the people of Pennsylvania are relying on the financial returns and the jobs it creates, this natural gas we're seated on. What about people that say, if she wins, then she'll change her mind again?
No, listen, Larry, actions speak louder than words. I learned that in the Army. I learned that, you know, teaching at West Point. And she has delivered, her and Joe Biden have delivered when it comes to energy here in America. And the stats couldn't be more clear. Every single day, we pump out about 13.2 million barrels a day in oil. And natural gas is at an all-time high. And Pennsylvania, as you know, we're the second largest state when it comes to natural gas. When she was, you know, representing California, she did in front of president, she did say she was against it. But when she joined Joe Biden, she said, hey, listen, we have to represent all the United States. I'm for fracking. That was years and years and years ago. She has delivered time and time again. She's been on record time and time again. And we have to get after it. Why it's important is because we have this all of the above energy approach, meaning, yeah, oil, natural gas, nuclear, et cetera. But also they've invested in green energy, which are the jobs of the future here in America. And why this is important, Larry, to our national security, we need to make sure that, one, we're not relying on foreign oil. But when we look at the natural gas, you know, Europe is dependent on Russia. You know, Russia is not a good player. They're invading countries, Ukraine, as we know. And we have now even outsourced some of our, you know, liquid natural gas, 140% increase over to the European countries and others, because, you know, we need to make sure they're not dependent on Russia. We could outsource that and invest, you know, obviously in jobs here in Pennsylvania and beyond.
Patrick, Paul Rasmussen here. Quick question to follow up on that. During the Biden administration, liquid natural gas exports, there's been a moratorium on increases, if I understand, new permits. Do you think that an incoming Harris administration would modify that to allow more exports of liquid natural gas?
I do, and I really do think that, like, a good – listen, I'm an Army guy, but we have a great Navy guy out there in Congressman Chris DeLuzio, who's been partnering with Bob Casey on this and John Fetterman, saying, hey, we need to do more. I know they're reviewing this or looking at it, but we need to get those permits moving, and they're looking at them, and I think that's important. When people understand, you know, we should care about our country first, obviously, right? But we're a great country. Because we're a good country. And if we can create jobs, invest in our natural resources, and then help our European allies so they can wean themselves off of their dependency on Russian natural gas, that's incredibly important to our national security, especially at a time when you have Russia and China partnering up to send shockwaves throughout the world. And that's why when you look at even jobs in, you know, here in places like Lackawanna County in Scranton, we're making artillery shells here that we're shipping over in Scranton, that we're shipping over to Ukraine to defend themselves. Why is that important? Because in Pennsylvania and across our country, we're becoming the arsenal of democracy once again. We are telling people like Vladimir Putin, stop messing around with our allies. And when you mess with our allies, we're going to stand with them shoulder to shoulder. And we don't want unnecessary wars. We're the reluctant warrior in our country. But we will share our, you know, munitions and other things while we restock our own here, you know, in America.
Well, we will see what happens when Vice President Kamala Harris visits and hear what she has to say. And we appreciate your time this morning, Congressman Patrick Murphy. Thank you.
Larry, Paul, thanks so much. If I could ever be helpful, you let me know. God bless you guys. And I'm on social media at Patch Murphy PA, but it's going to be a great day for democracy and this economic vision here in Pittsburgh. So great to be with you guys.